People aren't supposed to eat the fish out of the Kalamazoo River, but many still do. Fish in the river are contaminated with PCBs, the toxin left over from Kalamazoo's old paper mills. Eating the fish over time could cause cancer, birth defects, neurological issues, and other health problems. Decades ago, the state put up signs warning people of the risks that come with eating the fish. But as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, those signs aren't reaching everyone.
Allegan Dam, also known as Calkins Dam, is about 5 miles from downtown Allegan. It's one of the most popular spots to fish on the Kalamazoo River. So popular, you can see bundles of lures that got caught on a power line strung across the dam. Ryan Dye of Holland comes here a few times every week.
It's been my close to home fishing spot.
He says catching his own fish is a whole lot cheaper than buying them at the store.
You're talking $16, $17 a pound, when I've got, you can catch one fish for 8, 9 pounds. Just the little bit of gear that it takes to, you know, catch them.
Guy says he's been fishing at Allegan Dam for about 20 years, but no one ever told him not to eat the fish. For the most part, the Michigan Department of Health recommends that people don't eat any of the fish out of the Kalamazoo River at any time, especially if you're younger than 15, have health problems, or you're a woman of childbearing age. Even downstream of Allegan Dam, where there's less contamination, the health department advises people not to eat more than 2 fish out of the river per year. Right now, the Department of Health is working on new fish advisory signs. Michelle Bruno is heading up that project. She says the state has always had their Eat Safe Fish Guide online, but the people who eat the fish the most probably don't read it. Bruno says some low-income people live off of the fish in the Kalamazoo River, and they likely don't own a computer or a fishing license.
So what we're working on right now is designing new signs that'll be much more accessible for everyone, and that will include also people with low literacy and also people that speak other languages, namely Spanish. We've heard that there is a need for that in the area, so we will be translating some of the signs into Spanish as well.
But even affluent English speakers can miss the 25 original signs put up by the Department of Environmental Quality. Jamie McCarthy works with the Kalamazoo River Watershed Council, a local environmental group that's been helping to spread awareness about the fish. She says the old advisory signs are made of wood and tend to blend in with their environment.
They look like a lot of the other DNR kiosks. They can be sort of overlooked and people don't always, spend the time. They're excited to get out there. They're excited to get their line in the water.
The current signs were also put together by scientists, not professional communicators. And McCarthy says the info in the advisories can be confusing, even without scientific jargon.
You can eat certain species from certain parts of the river, but not others, and so that's a little difficult to communicate.
So what will these signs look like? Bruno says they're not finished yet, but here's an idea.
We realize that not everybody calls the same fish species the same names, so we actually have pictures of the fish, and then there is a bar that kind of goes from yellow to orange to red across the bottom that lets people kind of know just really quick by looking which fish are going to be more contaminated versus others.
Bruno says there will also be an image that explains how PCBs actually get into the fish.
Because we really want people to understand that the water isn't dangerous. People can still swim in the water. They can still, paddle.
Once the design is done, Bruno says the state hopes to double or triple the number of fish advisories along the Kalamazoo River. Ideally, they'd have them up by early fall, just before the salmon run. She says the health department has been working to get these signs for quite a while, but it only got funding for the project 3 years ago through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, one of the items that just so happens to be on President Trump's chopping block.
So fortunately, we were already pretty much planning on the project going away. Our grant ends September 30th, and with the way the election went, we weren't expecting to get more funds. And so as part of our request in, we are now getting state funds for various things, which we've never gotten before.
That includes money for education and outreach for the state fish consumption guidelines. Bruno says she hopes the project will continue, because even if just one person is eating the fish on the Kalamazoo River, that's one too many.
You think you got something, or is it snagged?
I got something. I want Allegan's famous carp.
As for Ryan Dye, he says he's not convinced. He plans to keep eating the fish. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.